Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article called How NSW Strata Bylaws Work and How Your Committee Can Change One.
And this is a good one for anyone who's just joined a strata committee or who's thinking about buying into a strata scheme. Bylaws are one of those things everyone assumes someone else has sorted out.
They affect you whether you're an owner, a tenant, or an investor with tenants in the building. And the article starts at the beginning. Bylaws are the rules that govern how a strata scheme operates. They cover both individual lots and common property.
And the range is broader than most people think.
Pets, whether they're allowed and under what conditions, parking, including visitor spaces and common driveways, noise and behavior, renovations and what needs approval before you start work on your lot, use of shared facilities, even things like where you can hang washing or whether you can put up a sign.
That last one catches people out. You think of your lot as yours, but some things that affect how the building looks from outside are covered.
Right. And they sit under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015. Every scheme in NSW has them.
Who do they bind?
Owners, tenants, and occupiers. The article makes the point that if you're a landlord, you're usually responsible for making sure your tenants have a copy and are complying. It's not enough to know your own obligations. You need to know what you're responsible for passing on.
And I'd guess a lot of investors skip that step.
That's one of the common failure points the article touches on. Either people don't know what the bylaws say, or a committee applies them unevenly. Both create disputes.
Okay, so what's the process when a bylaw needs to change? Say the scheme wants to update its pets policy because the current one's too restrictive.
It goes through a general meeting, not a quick committee chat. A formal general meeting of the owner's corporation, and the change has to be decided by a special resolution, which is a higher level of agreement than an ordinary majority. It needs real owner buy-in, not just the committee deciding among themselves.
What happens after the vote?
The change has to be registered to formally take effect. Passing the resolution on its own is not enough.
So there are several steps to complete, not just a show of hands.
Exactly. And the article flags this clearly. The exact voting threshold, the notice required, and the registration steps are all set in the Act, and the detail can change. So before your committee tries to change a bylaw, check the current process with NSW Fair Trading or your Strata Managing Agent.
Don't go off what someone said at a meeting 2 years ago.
That's the point. The rules around how you change the rules can shift.
There's also a section in the article about bylaws having to be lawful. What does that mean in practice?
A scheme can't just write whatever rule it likes. A bylaw can't be harsh, unconscionable, or oppressive, and it can't override the law. The article gives the example of a bylaw that tried to ban a category of person. That would not hold up.
And if an owner believes a bylaw is unlawful?
They can challenge it. The NSW Civil and Administrative Tribunal, NCAT, can deal with certain bylaw disputes. So if your committee is drafting something new, the article's advice is to get it checked before you rely on it, rather than risk something that falls apart when tested.
You don't want to be enforcing a rule and then find out it was never valid.
And that connects to the other half of the job, which is applying bylaws consistently. The article is direct about this. A committee that enforces the parking rule against one owner but lets another off invites a dispute and weakens the rule for everyone.
Fair, even-handed enforcement is part of good governance.
That's exactly how the article frames it. And when a breach continues unresolved, there's a proper process to follow that can lead to NCAT. The article links to their Strata Governance Guide if you want the detail on that.
So for someone who's just landed on a strata committee and is taking all this in, what's the main thing to walk away with?
Know your bylaws before you try to apply or change them. Know what they cover. Understand that changing one takes a proper process through a general meeting. And know the limits on what a bylaw can say. Archer Institute's Strata Members CPD covers all of this. Bylaws, the meeting process, the duties of a committee. It's online and self-paced.
That's a practical place to start.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It also links through to their AGM guide and their Strata Committee Pillar Guide. If you want to talk about the course or any of Archer Institute's nationally recognized training, the team is Australian-based. You can call them on 1-800-069-273.
A good call to make before your next committee meeting.
Know the rules, follow the proper process to change them, and apply them the same way every time. That's what good strata governance looks like.